My guest here is from the University of the Medical University of Gdansk in Poland. You are?
Yes, I'm Dean of Medical Faculty, Medical University of Gdansk, of course, in Poland. And
very good. Nice to meet you. So what kind of student is the university looking for?
We are looking for very bright young people who love not only medicine but also science. And if they play hockey, we are also happy with it. I know that all Canadian loves hockey.
Yeah, you got to have the hockey in there.
So
what sort of culture shock issues would I expect if I were to begin studying in Poland?
Okay, first of all, we have rain like here. We have slight snow, so that's not going to be a shock, but we have wind also. So
there you go.
So it's something in addition. Of course, we have a little bit different cuisine with a lot of cabbage and some heavy stuff, which you would love with pierogies. If somebody loves pierogies, it's great.
Yeah, I'm sold already.
And Gdańsk is a great city because it's, first of all, old city. It's more than 1,000 years old, but also have a lot of very great and living society. So if you want to meet people, hang around, it's great place too.
Oh, very good. And what advantages would I have coming to the Medical University of Gdansk instead of studying medicine here at home?
I think that one of the advantages is that we teach medicine not only in theory, but we have a huge hospital, newly built, and this we call it Center of Invasive Medicine. And now we are building even bigger hospital, Center of Non-Invasive Medicine. So actually everyone who wants to be hands-on patient, it's welcome, and it's a huge advantage.
Yeah, I can imagine, yeah. Well, that's terrific. I appreciate your time, Michael, and thanks for talking to me. If someone wanted to find more information about the university, where would they go online to find that?
It's our webpage, www.gmug.com.
Okay, very good. Well,
Of course, everything is English, but if you are a member of Polish community around Vancouver, you are also welcome.
Oh, very good.